got fired for the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, Afghanistan, where we left billions of dollars of equipment behind. We lost 13 beautiful soldiers, and 38 soldiers were obliterated. And by the way, we left people behind, too. We left American citizens behind. When Putin saw that, he said, you know what? I think we're going to go in and maybe take my... This was his dream. I talked to him about it, his dream. The difference is he never would have invaded Ukraine, never, just like Israel would have never been invaded in a million years by Hamas. You know why? Because Iran was broke with me. I wouldn't let anybody do business with them. They ran out of money. They were broke. They had no money for Hamas. They had no money for anything. No money for terror. That's why you had no terror at all during my administration. This place, the whole world is blowing up under him.
President Biden.
I never heard so much malarkey in my whole life. Look, the fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where, let's take the last point first. Iran attacked American troops, caused brain damage for a number of these troops, and he did nothing about it recently, not when he was president. There they attacked. He said they're just having headaches. That's all it is. But he didn't do a thing when the attack took place, number one. Number two, we got over 100,000 Americans and others out of Afghanistan during that airlift. Number three, we found ourselves in a situation where if you take a look at what Trump did in Ukraine, this guy told Trump, do whatever you want and do whatever you want. And that's exactly what Trump did to Putin, encourage him, do whatever you want. And he went in. And listen to what he said when he went in. He was going to take Kyiv in 5 days, remember? Because it's part of the old Soviet Union. That's what he wanted to reestablish, Kyiv. And he, in fact, didn't do it at all. He didn't, wasn't able to get it done. And they've lost thousands and thousands of troops, 500,000 troops.
President Trump, I never said that. For 1 minute, I just want to go back to my original question, which is, are Putin's terms acceptable to you? Keeping the territory in Ukraine?
No, they're not acceptable. But look, this is a war that never should have started. If we had a leader in this war, he led everybody along. He's given $200 billion now or more to Ukraine. He's given $200 billion. That's a lot of money. I don't think there's ever been anything like it. Every time that Zelensky comes to this country, he walks away with $60 billion. He's the greatest salesman ever. And I'm not knocking him. I'm not knocking anything. I'm only saying the money that we're spending on this war, and we shouldn't be spending, it should have never happened. I will have that war settled between Putin and Zelensky as president-elect before I take office on January 20th. I'll have that war settled. People being killed so needlessly, so stupidly, and I will get it settled, and I'll get it settled fast before I take office.
President Biden, you have a minute.
The fact is that Putin is a war criminal. He's killed thousands and thousands of people. And he has made one thing clear. He wants to reestablish what was part of the Soviet Empire, not just a peace. He wants all of Ukraine. That's what he wants. And then you think he'll stop there? Do you think he'll stop when if he takes Ukraine? What do you think happens to Poland? What do you think of Belarus? What do you think happens to those NATO countries? And so if you want a war, you ought to find out what he's going to do, because if, in fact, he does what he says and walks away. And by the way, all that money we give Ukraine and from weapons we make here in the United States, we give them the weapons, not the money at this point. And our NATO allies have produced as much funding for Ukraine as we have. That's why we're strong.
Thank you. Moving on to the Middle East. In October, Hamas attacked Israel, killing more than 1,000 people and taking hundreds of hostages. Among those held and thought to still be alive are 5 Americans. Israel's response has killed thousands of Palestinians and created a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, you've put forward a proposal to resolve this conflict, but so far Hamas has not released the remaining hostages, and Israel is continuing its military offensive in Gaza. So what additional leverage will you use to get Hamas and Israel to end the war? You have 2 minutes.
Number one, everyone from the United Nations Security Council straight through to the G7 to the Israelis and Netanyahu himself have endorsed the plan I put forward, which has three stages to it. The first stage is trade the hostages for a ceasefire. Second phase is a ceasefire with additional conditions. The third phase is the end of the war. The only one who wants the war to continue is Hamas, number one. They're the only ones standing out. We're still pushing hard to get them to accept. In the meantime, what's happened? In Israel, we're finding that the only thing I've denied Israel was 2,000-pound bombs. They don't work very well in populated areas. They kill a lot of innocent people. We're providing Israel with all the weapons they need and when they need them. And by the way, I'm the guy that organized the world against Iran when they had a full-blown intercontinental ballistic missile attack on Israel. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. We saved Israel. We are the biggest producer of support for Israel of anyone in the world. And so there are two different things. Hamas cannot be allowed to continue. We continue to send our experts and our intelligence people as to how they can get Hamas like we did bin Laden. You don't have to do it. And by the way, they've been greatly weakened, Hamas, greatly weakened, and they should be. They should be eliminated. But you've got to be careful for what using certain weapons among population centers.
Just going back to Ukraine for one second. We have an ocean separating us. The European nations together have spent $100 billion or maybe more than that, less than us. Why doesn't he call them and say, you got to put up your money like I did with NATO? I got them to put up hundreds of billions of dollars. The Secretary General of NATO said Trump did the most incredible job I've ever seen. They wouldn't have any. They were going out of business. We were spending almost 100% of the money was paid by us. He didn't do that. He's getting all. You got to ask these people to put up the money. We're over $100 billion more spent, and it has a bigger impact on them because of location, because we have an ocean in between. You got to ask them. As far as Israel and Hamas, Israel's the one that wants to go. He said the only one that wants to keep going is Hamas. Actually, Israel is the one, and you should let him go and let him finish the job. He doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian, but they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
President Biden, you have a minute.
I've never heard so much foolishness. This is a guy who wants to get out of NATO. Are you going to stay in NATO? And you're going to pull out of NATO? The idea that we have, our strength lies in our alliances as well. It may be a big ocean, but are we ever able to avoid a war in Europe, a major war in Europe? What happens if, in fact, you have Putin continue to go into NATO? We have an Article 5 agreement. Attack on one is attack on all. You want to start the nuclear war he keeps talking about, go ahead, let Putin go in and control Ukraine and then move on to Poland and other places. You see what happens then. He has no idea what the hell he's talking about. And by the way, I got 50 other nations around the world to support Ukraine, including Japan and South Korea, because they understand that this kind of dislocation has a serious threat to the whole world peace. No major war in Europe has ever been able to be contained just to Europe.
President Trump, just to follow up, would you support the creation of an independent Palestinian state in order to achieve peace in the region?
I'd have to see. But before we do that, the problem we have is that we spend all the money. So they kill us on trade. I made great trade deals with the European nations. Because if you add them up, they're about the same size economically. Their economy is about the same size as the United States. And they were no cars, no. They don't want anything that we have. But we're supposed to take their cars, their food, their everything, their agriculture. I changed that. But the big thing I changed is they don't want to pay. And the only reason that he can play games with NATO is because I got them to put up hundreds of billions of dollars. I said, and he's right about this, I said, no, I'm not going to support NATO if you don't pay. They asked me that question. Would you guard us against Russia at a very secret meeting of the 28 states at that time, nations at that time? And I said, no, if you don't pay, I won't do that. And you know what happened? Billions and billions of dollars came flowing in the next day and the next months. But now we're in the same position. We're paying everybody's bills.
Let's turn to the issue of democracy. Former President Trump, I want to ask you about January 6, 2021. After you rallied your supporters that day, some of them stormed the Capitol to stop the constitutionally mandated counting of electoral votes. As president, you swore an oath to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend, unquote, the Constitution. What do you say to voters who believe that you violated that oath through your actions and inaction on January 6th and worry that you'll do it again?
Well, I don't think too many believe that. And let me tell you about January 6th. On January 6th, we had a great border. Nobody coming through, very few. On January 6th, we were energy independent. On January 6th, we had the lowest taxes ever. We had the lowest regulations ever. On January 6th, we were respected all over the world. All over the world, we were respected. And then he comes in, and we're now laughed at. We're like a bunch of stupid people. What happened to the United States' reputation under this man's leadership is horrible, including weaponization, which I'm sure at some point you'll be talking about, where he goes after his political opponent because he can't beat him fair and square.
You have 80 seconds left. My question was, what do you say to those voters who believe that you violated your constitutional oath through your actions and inaction on January 6, 2021, and worry that you'll do it again?
Well, I didn't say that to anybody. I said peacefully and patriotically. And Nancy Pelosi, if you just watched the news from 2 days ago, on tape to her daughter, who's a documentary filmmaker, they say, but she's saying, oh, no, it's my responsibility. I was responsible for this because I offered her 10,000 soldiers or National Guard, and she turned them down. And the mayor of, in writing, by the way, the mayor, in writing, turned it down, the mayor of D.C. They turned it down. I offered 10,000 because I could see I had virtually nothing to do. They asked me to go make a speech. I could see what was happening. Everybody was saying they're going to be there on January 6th. They're going to be there. And I said, you know what? There's a lot of people coming. You could feel it. You could feel it, too, and you could feel it. And I said, they ought to have some National Guard or whatever. And I offered it to her, and she now admits that she turned it down. And it was the same day she was, I don't know, she can't be very happy with her daughter because it made her into a liar. She said, I take full responsibility for January 6th.
President Biden?
Look, he encouraged those folks to go up in the Capitol Hill, number one. I sat in the dining room off the Oval Office. He sat there for 3 hours, watching, begging, being begged by his vice president and a number of his colleagues on the Republican side as well to do something, to call for a stop, to end it. Instead, they talked about these people being patriots and great patrons of America. In fact, he says he'll not forgive them for what they've done. They've been convicted. He says he wants to commute their sentences and say that no. But he went to every single court in the nation. I don't know how many cases, scores of cases, including the Supreme Court. And they said, no, no, this guy is responsible for doing what is being that was done. He didn't do a damn thing. And these people should be in jail. And they should be the ones who are being held accountable. And he wants to let them all out. And now he says if he loses again, such a whiner that he is, that it could be a bloodbath.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
What they've done to some people that are so innocent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What you have done, how you've destroyed the lives of so many people. When they ripped down Portland, when they ripped down many other cities, you go to Minnesota, Minneapolis, what they've done there with the fires all over the city. If I didn't bring in the National Guard, that city would have been destroyed. When you look at all of the they took over big chunks of Seattle. I was all set to bring in the National Guard. They heard that. They saw them coming, and they left immediately. What he said about this whole subject is so off. Peacefully patriotic. One other thing. The Unselect Committee, which is basically two horrible Republicans that are all gone now out of office, and Democrats, all Democrats, they destroyed and deleted all of the information they found because they found out we were right. We were right. And they deleted and destroyed all of the information. They should go to jail for that. If a Republican did that, they'd go to jail.
Thank you, President Trump. President Biden, I want to give you a minute.
The only person on this stage is a convicted felon is the man I'm looking at right now. And the fact of the matter is, what he's telling you is simply not true. The fact is that there was no effort on his part to stop what was going on up in Capitol Hill. And all those people, every one of those who were convicted, deserves to be convicted. The idea that they didn't kill somebody, just went in and broke down doors, broke the windows, occupied offices, turned over desks, turned over statues. The idea that those people are patriots? Come on. When I asked him the first two debates we had, the debates we had first time around, I said, will you denounce the Proud Boys? He said, no, I'll tell them to stand by. The idea he's refusing to, will you denounce these guys? Will you denounce the people we're talking about now? Will you denounce the people who attacked that Capitol? What are you going to do?
I'm going to give you a minute, President Trump, for a follow-up question I have. After a jury convicted you of 34 felonies last month, you said if reelected, you would, quote, have every right to go after, unquote, your political opponents. You just talked about members of the Select Committee on January 6th going to jail. Your main political opponent is standing on stage with you tonight. Can you clarify exactly what it means about you feeling you have every right to go after your political opponents?
Well, I said my retribution is going to be success. We're going to make this country successful again, because right now it's a failing nation. My retribution is going to be success. But when he talks about a convicted felon, his son is a convicted felon at a very high level. His son is convicted, going to be convicted probably numerous other times. Should have been convicted before, but his Justice Department let the statute of limitations lapse on the most important things. But he could be a convicted felon as soon as he gets out of office. Joe could be a convicted felon with all of the things that he's done. He's done horrible things. All of the death caused at the border, telling the Ukrainian people that we're going to want $1 billion, or you change the prosecutor, otherwise you're not getting $1 billion. Have I ever said that? That's quid pro quo. That we're not going to do anything. We're not going to give you $1 billion unless you change your prosecutor, having to do with the son. This man is a criminal. This man, you're lucky. You're lucky. I did nothing wrong. We'd have a system that was rigged and disgusting. I did nothing wrong.
Thank you, President Trump. President Biden, you have said, I'm coming right to you, sir. You want to respond? Go ahead. I'll give you a minute to respond.
The idea that I did anything wrong relative to what you're talking about is outrageous. It's simply a lie, number one. Number two, the idea that you have a right to seek retribution against any American just because you're president is wrong. It's simply wrong. No president's ever spoken like that before. No president in our history has spoken like that before. Number three, the crimes that you are still charged with, and think of all the civil penalties you have. How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
Give me a minute, sir.
I didn't have sex with a porn star, number one. Number two, that was a case that was started and moved. They moved a high-ranking official, a DOJ, into the Manhattan DA's office to start that case. That case is going to be appealed and won. We had a very terrible judge, a horrible judge, Democrat. The prosecutor were all high-ranking Democrats, appointed people, and both the civil and the criminal. He basically went after his political opponent because he thought it was going to damage me. But when the public found out about these cases, because they understand them better than he does, he has no idea what these cases are. But when they found out about these cases, you know what they did? My poll numbers went up, way up. You know that because you're reporting it. And we took in more money in the last 2 weeks than we've ever taken in the history of any campaign. I don't think any campaign has ever taken. Hundreds of millions of dollars came pouring in because the public knows it's a scam and it's a guy that's after his political opponent because he can't win fair and square.
Thank you, President Trump. President Biden, you have said, quote, Donald Trump and his MAGA Republicans are determined to destroy American democracy. Do you believe that the tens of millions of Americans who are likely to vote for President Trump will be voting against American democracy?
The more they know about what he's done, yes. the more they know about what he's done. And there's a lot more coming. He's got a lot of cases down the road coming around. He's got a whole range of issues he has to face. I don't know what the juries will do, but I do know he has a real problem. And so the fact that, could you ever think you heard any president say that I'm going to seek retribution? Do you ever hear any president say that I thought Hitler had some good ideas? What got me involved to run the first place after my son had died, I decided in Iraq, because of Iraq, I said I wasn't going to run again until I saw what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. People coming out of the woods carrying swastikas on torches, and singing the same anti-Semitic bile they sang when back in Germany. And a young woman got killed. I spoke to the mother, and they asked him, they said, what do you think of those people? The people who, the ones who got killed, the one who tried to stop it, and the ones, he said, I think they're fine people on both sides. What American president would ever say Nazis coming out of fields carrying torches, singing the same anti-Semitic bile, carrying swastikas, were fine people? And this is a guy who says Hitler's done some good things. I'd like to know what they are. The good things Hitler's done, that's what he said. This guy has no sense of American democracy.
President Trump.
Jake, both of you know that story has been totally wiped out, because when you see the sentence, it said 100% exoneration on this. So he just keeps it going. He says he ran because of Charlottesville. He didn't run because of Charlottesville. He ran because it was his last chance. He's not equipped to be president. You know it, and I know it. It's ridiculous. We have a debate. We're trying to justify his presidency. His presidency, he's without question, the worst president, the worst presidency in the history of our country. We shouldn't be having a debate about it. There's nothing to debate. He made up the Charlottesville story, and you'll see it's debunked all over the place. Every reasonable anchor has debunked it. And just the other day it came out where it was fully debunked. It's a nonsense story. He knows that, and he didn't run because of Charlottesville. He used that as an excuse to run.
President Biden.
And debunked. It happened. All you have to do is listen to what was said at the time. And the idea that somehow that's the only reason I ran because I was worried a guy like this guy could get elected. If he thought they were good people coming out of that forest, carrying those woods, carrying those torches, then he didn't deserve to be president. Didn't deserve to be president at all. And the idea that he's talking about all this being fabricated, we saw with our own eyes. We saw what happened on January 6th. We saw the people breaking through the windows. We saw people occupying his own vice president. Look, there's a reason why 40 of his 44 top cabinet officers refused to endorse him this time. His vice president hasn't endorsed him this time. So why? Why? They know him well. They serve with him. Why are they not endorsing him?
Thank you, President Biden. We're going to be right back with more from the CNN presidential debate.
امریکا د صدارت انتخاباتو لپاره
د صدارت امیدوارانو ترمنځ مناظره ګورئ
یو ای ډیوا ټی وی
یو ای ډیوا ویب سټ اوسئ
سټلایټ ټي وي
هر ورځ سلیریش ساته په ډش انټینا تاسو په یوټل سټلایټ په ټلویزیون ټولا او به طرفه خبرونه باسونه او چیرلنې کتلې او اوریدل شي
د یوټل سټلایټ فریکوئنسی یا سپی او بیا بي چینل یو سندري
هر ورځ سلیریش ساته
کو تا تاسو د ډي بي ویب پانا په خپل موبایلونو کې د ان ټی ایچ لینک اپ د لاري خلاصونه شي. د دې طریقې په تاسو خو چې تاسو په آیفون او په انډراید فون باندې څنګه کولای شي چې دا غا اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ او له هغه ځای څخه د ډي وی ویب پانا وګورئ. د ان ټی ایچ لینک اپ ډاونلوډ اول لپاره که تاسو سره آیفون وي نو تاسو خپل اپل ستور باندې او که تاسو سره انډراید فون وي نو تاسو ګوګل ستور باندې له هغه وروسته لټون کی ان ټی ایچ لینک ولیکئ او دا غا اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ. په دویم پړاو د آی اګری تھنې کی خاوي او بیا د فلګ لاندې د کنیکټ تھنې او په دریم پړاو کې د اوکی تھنې یا پټه کی خاوي له کنیکټ کېدو وروسته تاسو د دې وی پانا فانسي او د خپلې خوښې فارونې وګورئ او له هغه ځایه تاسو کولی شئ چې د خپلې خوښې ټول پروګرامونه ریپورټونه او لیکنې ولولئ او وګورئ.
د بدلون په وخت کې کله چې نړۍ د غیر یقیني سره مخامخ کاری او کله چې موږ ساوو هغه شان نخ کاری چې څنګه وینو موږ د رښتیا ولټون کوو. موږ ته چې کله نیمګړی قصه ویل کیږي موږ پر باور بیلو. د کڑکیچ پښيبو کې زموږ خوبونه امیدونه او د غره سباوند د پاره زموږ ارزوګانې آزاد میډیا ته اړتیا لري. په وایس اف امریکا کې مونږ تاسو ته داسې خبرونه راوړو چې د کتلو د پاره خلک د خطر سره مخامخ کوي.
Let's talk about the system challenges you faced in your first terms and you'd certainly face again in a second term.
په وایس اف امریکا کې مونږ تاسو ته پوره اکثر خایو.
Families still earn far less than white families. Black mothers are still 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes, and Black Americans are imprisoned at 5 times the rate of white Americans. What do you say to Black voters who are disappointed that you haven't made more progress?
They acknowledge they made a lot of progress, number one. The fact of the matter is there are more small Black businesses that have been started than any time in history. Number two, the wages of Black unemployment is the lowest level it's been in a long, long time. Number three, we find housing for Black Americans and dealing with the segregation that exists among these corporations that collude to keep people out of their houses. And in addition to that, we find that the impact of on the choice that Black families have to make relative to child care is incredibly difficult. When we did the first major piece of legislation in the past, I was able to reduce Black child care costs. I cut them in half. We got to make sure we provide for child care costs. We got to make sure, because when you provide those child care protections, you increase economic growth because more people can be in the job market. So there's more to be done, considerably more to be done. But we've done a great deal so far, and I'm not letting up, and they know it.
You have 49 seconds left. What do you say to Black voters who are disappointed with the progress so far?
I say I don't blame them for being disappointed. Inflation is still hurting them badly. For example, I provided for the idea that any Black family, first-time home buyer, should get a $10,000 tax credit to be able to buy their first home so they can get started. I made sure that we're in a situation where all those Black families and those Black individuals who provided had to take out student loans that were ballooning, that if they were engaged in nursing, doctor, and anything having to do with volunteerism, if they paid their bills for 10 years on their student debt, all the rest is forgiven after 10 years. Millions have benefited from that. And we're going to do a whole lot more for Black families.
Thank you, President Trump.
And he caused the inflation. He's blaming inflation. And he's right. It's been very bad. He caused the inflation, and it's killing black families and Hispanic families and just about everybody. It's killing people. They can't buy groceries anymore. They can't. You look at the cost of food where it's doubled and tripled and quadrupled. They can't live. They're not living anymore. He caused this inflation. I gave him a country with no, essentially no inflation. It was perfect. It was so good. All he had to do is leave it alone. He destroyed it with his Green New Scam and all of the other, all this money that's being thrown out the window. He caused inflation. As sure as you're sitting there, the fact is that his big kill on the black people is the millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border. They're taking black jobs now, and it could be 18, it could be 19, and even 20 million people. They're taking black jobs, and they're taking Hispanic jobs, and you haven't seen it yet, but you're going to see something that's going to be the worst in our history.
Thank you. President Biden?
There was no inflation when I became president. You know why? The economy was flat on its back. 15% unemployment. He decimated the economy, absolutely decimated the economy. That's why there was no inflation at the time. There were no jobs. We provided thousands of millions of jobs for individuals who were in all communities, including minority communities. We made sure that they have health insurance. We have covered, the ACA has increased. I made sure that there are $8,000 per person in a family to get written off for health care. But this guy wants to eliminate that. They tried 50 times. He wants to get rid of the ACA again, and they're going to try again if they win. You find ourselves in a position where the idea that we're not doing any, we put more police on the street than any administration has. He wants to cut the cops. We're providing for equity and making sure people have a shot to make it. There's a lot going on, but in inflation, he caused it by his tremendous malfeasance in the way he handled the pandemic.
Thank you. Another persistent challenge is the climate crisis. 2023 was the hottest year in recorded history, and communities across the country are confronting the devastating effects of extreme heat, intensifying wildfires, stronger hurricanes, and rising sea levels. Former President Trump, you've vowed to end your opponent's climate initiatives, but will you take any action as president to slow the climate crisis?
Well, let me just go back to what he said about the police. How close the police are to him. Almost every police group in the nation from every state is supporting Donald J. Trump. Almost every police group. And what he's done to the black population is horrible, including the fact that for 10 years he called them super predators. We can't, in the 1990s, we can't forget that. Super predators was his name, and he called it to them for 10, and they've taken great offense at it, and now they see it happening. But when they see what I did for criminal justice reform and for the historically black colleges and universities, where I funded them and got them all funded, and the opportunity zones with Tim, as you know, Tim Scott was incredible. He did a great job, great senator from South Carolina. He came to me with the idea, and it was a great idea. It's one of the most successful economic development acts ever in the country, opportunity zones. And the biggest beneficiary are blacks. And that's why we have the best numbers with them in maybe ever. They're saying ever. I read this morning where ever, the best numbers. He's lost much of the black population, because he's done a horrible job for black people. He's also done a horrible job for Hispanics. But wait till you see these millions of people pouring into our country, and they're going to take the jobs, and it's already started, and you haven't seen anything yet. It's a disaster.
You've 38 seconds left. President Trump, will you take any action as president to slow the climate crisis?
So I want absolutely immaculate clean water, and I want absolutely clean air, and we had it. We had H2O, we had the best numbers ever, and we were using all forms of energy, all forms, everything. And yet, during my 4 years, I had the best environmental numbers ever. And my top environmental people gave me that statistic just before I walked on the stage, actually.
I don't know where the hell he's been. The idea that anything he said is true. I passed the most extensive climate change legislation in history. In history. We find ourselves, and by the way, black colleges, I came up with $15 billion for HBCUs, historic black universities and colleges, because they don't have the kind of contributors that they have to build these laboratories and the like. Any black student is capable in college of doing any white student can do. They just have the money. But now they'll be able to get those jobs in high tech. We're in a situation where the idea that he is claiming to have done something that had the cleanest water, he hadn't done a damn thing in the environment. He pulled out of the Paris Peace Accord, Climate Accord. I immediately joined it because if we reach 1.5 degrees Celsius at any one point, there's no way back. The only existential threat to humanity is climate change. And he didn't do a damn thing about it. He wants to undo all that I've done.
The Paris Accord was going to cost us $1 trillion, and China nothing, and Russia nothing, and India nothing. It was a ripoff of the United States, and I ended it because I didn't want to waste that money because they treat us horribly. We were the only ones. It was costing us money. Nobody else was paying into it, and it was a disaster. But everything that he said just now, I'll give you an example. I heard him say before insulin. I'm the one that got the insulin down for the seniors. I took care of the seniors. What he's doing is destroying all of our medical programs because the migrants coming in, they want everybody. And look, I have the biggest heart on the stage, I guarantee you that. And I want to take care of people. But we're destroying our country. They're taking over our schools, our hospitals, and they're going to be taking over Social Security. He is destroying Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
The idea is that we, in fact, we were the only ones of consequence who were not members of the Paris Accord. How can we do anything if we're not able to, the United States can't get its pollution under control? One of the largest polluters in the world, number one. We're making significant progress. By 2035, we will have cut pollution in half. We have made significant progress, and we're continuing to make progress. We set up a climate core for thousands of young people will learn how to deal with climate, just like the Peace Corps. And we're moving in directions that are going to significantly change the elements of cause of pollution. But the idea that he claims that he has the biggest heart up here and he's really concerned about pollution and about climate, I've not seen any indication of that. And by the way, with regard to prescription drugs, one company agreed that they would reduce the price to $35, which I was calling for, one, voluntarily. I made sure every company in the world, every pharmaceutical company, cannot have to pay.
Thank you.
And by the way...
So every day, millions of Americans struggle just to make ends meet. For many older Americans, Social Security provides a critical lifeline. President Biden, if nothing is done to Social Security, seniors will see their benefits cut in just over 10 years. Will you name tonight one specific step that you're willing to take to keep Social Security solvent?
Yes, make the very wealthy begin to pay their fair share. Right now, everybody making under $170,000 pays 6% of their income. Of their paycheck every single time they get a paycheck from the time of the first one they get when they're 18 years old. The idea that they're going to, I've been proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I would not raise the cost of Social Security for anybody under $400,000. After that, I began to make the wealthy begin to pay their fair share by increasing from what will guarantee the program for life.
So you still have 82 seconds left. Are there any other measures that you think that would be able to help keep Social Security solvent, or is that one enough?
Well, no, that one enough will keep it solvent. But the biggest thing I'll do if we defeat this man, because he wants to get rid of Social Security. He thinks there's plenty to cut in Social Security. He's wanted to cut Social Security and Medicare both times. And that's what, and if you look at the program put forward by the House Republican Caucus that he, I believe, supports, is in fact wanting to cut it as well. The idea that we don't need to protect our seniors is ridiculous. And by the way, the American public has greater health care coverage today than ever before. And on the ACA, as I said, you're in a circumstance where 40 million people would not have insurance because they have a pre-existing condition. The only thing that allows them to have that insurance is the fact that they, in fact, are part of the ACA. And by the way, the other thing is, we're in a situation where we talk about education for black communities. I've raised the the amount of money for Pell Grants by another $8,000. So anybody making under $70,000 a year is going to be able to get $15,000 toward their tuition. He just doesn't know what he's talking about.
Thank you, President Biden, President Trump.
So I've dealt with politicians all my life. I've been on this side of the equation for the last 8 years. I've never seen anybody lie like this guy. He lies. I've never seen it. He can look you in the face. So about so many other things, too. And we mentioned the laptop. We mentioned Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Everything he does is a lie. It's misinformation and disinformation. The losers and suckers story that he made up is a total lie on the military. It's a disgrace. But Social Security, he's destroying it because millions of people are pouring into our country, and they're putting them onto Social Security. They're putting them onto Medicare, Medicaid. They're putting them in our hospitals. They're taking the place of our citizens. What they're doing to the VA, to our veterans, is unbelievable. Our veterans are living in the street, and these people are living in luxury hotels. He doesn't know what he's doing, and it's really coming back. I've never seen such anger in our country before.
President Biden?
The idea that veterans are not being taken care of, I told you before. And by the way, when I said suckers and losers, he said he acknowledged after that he fired that general. That general got fired because he's the one that acknowledged that that's what he said. He was the one standing with Trump when he said it, number one. Number two, the idea that we're going to be in a situation where all these millions and millions, the way he talks about it, illegal aliens are coming into the country and taking away our jobs. There's a reason why we have the fastest growing economy in the world, the reason why we have the most successful economy in the world. We're doing better than any other nation in the world. And by the way, those 15 Nobel laureates he talked about being phony, those 15 Nobel laureates, economists, they all said that if Trump is reelected, we're likely to have a recession and inflation is going to increasingly go up. And by the way, worst president in history, 159 presidential scholars voted him the worst president in the history of the United States of America.
President Biden, thank you so much. Let's turn to the cost of child care, which many American families struggle to afford. President Trump, both you and President Biden have tried to address this issue, but the average cost of child care in this country has risen to more than $11,000 a year per child. For many families, the cost of child care for two children is more than their rent. In your second term, what would you do to make child care more affordable?
Just to go back, the general got fired because he was no good. And if he said that, that's why he made it up. But we have 19 people that said I didn't say it, and they're very highly respected, much more so than him. The other thing is, he doesn't fire people. He never fired people. I've never seen him fire anybody. I did fire a lot. I fired Comey because he was no good. I fired a lot of the top people at the FBI, drained the swamp. They were no good. Not easy to fire people. You'd pay a price for it, but they were no good. I inherited these people. I didn't put them there. I didn't put Comey there. He was no good. I fired him. This guy hasn't fired anybody. He never fires. He should have fired every military man that was involved with that Afghanistan horror show, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. He didn't fire. Did you fire anybody? Did you fire anybody that's on the border that's allowed us to have the worst border in the history of the world? Did anybody get fired for allowing 18 million people, many from prisons, many from mental institutions? Did you fire anybody that allowed our country to be destroyed? Joe, our country is being destroyed as you and I sit up here and waste a lot of time on this debate. This shouldn't be a debate. He is the worst president. He just said about me because I said it. But look, he's the worst president in the history of our country. He's destroyed our country. Now, all of a sudden, he's trying to get a little tough on the border. He came out with a nothing deal, and it reduced it a little bit, like this much. It's insignificant. He wants open borders. He wants our country to either be destroyed or he wants to pick up those people as voters. And I don't think we just can't let it happen. If he wins this election, our country doesn't have a chance, not even a chance, of coming out of this rut. We probably won't have a country left anymore. That's how bad it is. He is the worst in history by far.
Thank you, President Trump. President Biden?
We are the most admired country in the world. We're the United States of America. There's nothing beyond our capacity. We have the finest military in the history of the world, the finest in the history of the world. No one thinks we're weak. No one. wants to screw around with us. Nobody, number one. Number two, the idea that we're talking about worse presidents. I wasn't joking. Look it up. Go online. 159 or 58, don't hold me the exact number, presidential historians, they've had meetings and they voted who's the worst president in American history, one through best to worst. They said he was the worst in all of American history. That's a fact. That's not conjecture. He can argue they're wrong, but that's what they voted. The idea that he is doing anything to deal with child care, he did virtually nothing to child care. We should significantly increase the child care tax credit. We should significantly increase the availability of women and men or single parents to be able to go back to work. And we should encourage businesses to have.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump, the question was about what would you do to make child care more affordable, if you want to take your minute.
Just so you understand, we have polling. We have other things that do. They rate him the worst because what he's done is so bad. And they rate me. I'll show you. I will show you. And they rate me one of the best. OK. And if I'm given another 4 years, I will be the best. I think I'll be the best. Nobody's ever created an economy like us. Nobody ever cut taxes like us. He's the only one I know. He wants to raise your taxes by 4 times. He wants to raise everybody's taxes by 4 times. He wants the Trump tax cuts to expire. So everybody, including the two of you, are going to pay 4 to 5 times. Nobody ever heard of this before. All my life, I'd grow up and I'd see politicians talking about cutting taxes. When we cut taxes, as I said, we did more business. Apple and all these companies, they were bringing money back into our country. The worst president in history by far, and everybody knows it.
President Biden?
Look, the fact of the matter is that he's dead wrong about, he's increased the tariff, he will increase the taxes on middle-class people. I said I'd never raise a tax upon anybody making less than $400,000. I didn't. But this tariff is 10% tariffs. Everything coming into the country, you know what the economists say? That's going to cost the average American $2,500 a year more, because they're going to have to pay the difference in food and all the things that are important. Number two, he's in a situation where he talks about how he has not raised, he's somehow helped the middle class. The middle class have been devastated by you. Now you want a new tax cut of $5 trillion over the next 10 years, which is going to fundamentally bankrupt the country. You had the largest deficit of any president in American history, number one. Number two, you have not, in fact, made any contact, any progress with China. We are at the lowest trade deficit with China since 2010.
Thank you, President Biden.
You lost.
Thank you, President Biden. Let's discuss an epidemic impacting millions of Americans that both of you have made a top priority in your first term, the opioid crisis. And for both of you, the number of overdose deaths in this country has gone up. Under your term, it went up. Under your term, it has gone up. Former President Trump, despite the efforts that both of you have made, more than 100,000 Americans are dying from overdoses every year, primarily from fentanyl and other opioids. What will you do to help Americans right now in the throes of addiction who are struggling to get the treatment they need?
To finish up, we now have the largest deficit in the history of our country under this guy. We have the largest deficit with China. He gets paid by China. He's a Manchurian candidate. He gets money from China. We have, so I think he's afraid to deal with them or something. But do you notice he never took out my tariffs, because we bring in so much money with the tariffs that I imposed on China. He never took them away. He can't, because it's too much money. It's tremendous. And we saved our steel industries, and there was more to come, but he hasn't done that. But he hasn't cut the tariffs because he can't, because it's too much money. But he's got the largest deficit in the history of our country, and he's got the worst situation with China. China's going to own us if you keep allowing them to do what they're doing to us as a country. They are killing us as a country, Joe, and you can't let that happen. You're destroying our country.
So, President Trump, you have 67 seconds left. The question was, what are you going to do to help Americans in the throes of addiction right now who are struggling to get the treatment they need?
Jake, we were doing very well at addiction until the COVID came along. We had the 2.5, almost 3 years of like nobody's ever had before, any country, in every way. And then we had to get tough. And it was the drugs pouring across the border were it started to increase. We got great equipment. We bought the certain dog that's the most incredible thing that you've ever seen, the way they can spot it. We did a lot. And we were getting very low numbers, very, very low numbers. Then he came along. The numbers, have you seen the numbers now? It's not only the 18 million people that I believe is even low, because the gotaways, they don't even talk about gotaways. But the numbers of the amount of drugs and human trafficking in women coming across our border, the worst thing I've ever seen, at numbers that nobody's ever seen under him because the border's so bad. But the number of drugs coming across our border now is the largest we've ever had by far.
President Trump, thank you. President Biden?
Fentanyl and the byproducts of fentanyl went down for a while. And I wanted to make sure we use the machinery that can detect fentanyl, these big machines that roll over everything that comes across the border. And it costs a lot of money. That was part of this deal we put together, this bipartisan deal. More fentanyl machines, more be able to detect drugs, more numbers of agents, more numbers of all the people at the border. And when we had that deal done, he called his Republican colleagues and said, don't do it. It's going to hurt me politically. Now, he never argued it's not a good bill. It's a really good bill. We need those machines. We need those machines. And we're coming down very hard in every country in Asia in terms of precursors for fentanyl. And Mexico is working with us to make sure they don't have the technology to be able to put it together. That's what we have to do. We need those machines.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump, and again, the question is about Americans in the throes of addiction right now struggling to get the treatment they need.
Well, this does pertain to it. He ended Remain in Mexico. He ended catch and release. I made it catch and release in Mexico, not catch and release here. We had so many things that we had done, hard negotiations with Mexico, and I got it all for nothing. It's just like when you have a hostage. We always pay $6 billion for a hostage. Every time we say it's a hostage. Now we have a hostage, a Wall Street Journal reporter, I think a good guy, and he's over there because Putin is laughing at this guy, probably asking for billions of dollars for the reporter. I will have him out very quickly, as soon as I take office, before I take office. I said, by literally, as soon as I win the election, I will have that reporter out. He should have had him out a long time ago, but Putin's probably asking for billions and billions of dollars because this guy pays it every time. We had two cases where we paid $6 billion for five people. I got 58 people out, and I paid essentially nothing.
Thank you, President Trump. Dana?
Let's turn to concerns that voters have about each of you. President Biden, you would be 86 at the end of your second term. How do you address concerns about your capability to handle the toughest job in the world well into your 80s?
Well, first of all, I spent half my career being criticized as being the youngest person in politics. I was the second youngest person ever elected to the United States Senate, and now I'm the oldest. This guy's 3 years younger and a lot less competent. I think that just look at the record. Look at what I've done. Look how I've turned around the horrible situation he left me. As I said, 15 million new jobs, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, more investment in America, over billions of dollars in private investment in enterprises that we are growing. By the way, we brought an awful lot of people. The whole idea of computer chips, we used to have 40% of the market. We invented those chips, and we lost it because he was sending people to find the cheapest jobs overseas and to bring home a product. So I went to South Korea. I convinced Samsung to invest billions of dollars here in the United States. And guess what? Those fabs, they call them, to build these chips, those fabs pay over $100,000. You don't need a college degree for them. And there's billions, about $40 billion already being invested and being built right now in the United States, creating significant jobs for Americans from all over the world.
President Biden, you have 40 seconds left. Would you like to add anything?
Yeah, I would. The idea that somehow we are this failing country. I never heard a president talk like this before. We're the envy of the world. Like, name me a single major country president who wouldn't trade places with the United States of America for all our problems and all our opportunities. We're the most progressive country in the world in getting things done. We're the strongest country in the world. We're a country in the world who keeps our word, and everybody trusts us, all of our allies, and those who he coddles up to, from Kim Jong-un, he sends love letters to, and Putin, etc. They don't want to screw around with us.
Thank you. Former President Trump, to follow up, you would be 82 at the end of your second term. What do you say to voters who have concerns about your capabilities to serve?
Well, I took two tests, cognitive tests. I aced them, both of them, as you know. We made it public. He took none. I'd like to see him take one, just one, a real easy one. Like, go through the first five questions. He couldn't do it. But I took two cognitive tests. I took physical exams every year. And, you know, we knock on wood wherever we may have wood, that I'm in very good health. I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. I think I'm in very good shape. I feel that I'm as in good a shape as I was 25, 30 years ago. Actually, I'm probably a little bit lighter, but I'm in as good a shape as I was years ago. I feel very good. I feel the same. But I was willing to take a cognitive test. And you know what? If I didn't do well, I aced them. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's a great guy, when he was White House doctor. And then I took another one, a similar one. And both, one of them said they'd never seen anybody ace him.
Thank you. President Biden?
As you can see, he is 6'5" and only 235 pounds. Well, you said 6'4", 200. Well, anyway, that's what you're... Anyway, just take a look at what he says he is and take a look at what he is. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. But by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8?
Never.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
Okay, let's not act like children. President Trump, we're going to turn.
Let's not act like children.
To a specific concern that voters have about you. Will you pledge tonight that once all legal challenges have been exhausted, that you will accept the results of this election, regardless of who wins, and you will say right now that political violence in any form is unacceptable?
Well, I shouldn't have to say that, but of course I believe that. It's totally unacceptable. And if you would see my statements that I made on Twitter at the time, and also my statement that I made in the Rose Garden, you would say it's one of the strongest statements you've ever seen. In addition to the speech I made in front of, I believe, the largest crowd I've ever spoken to, and I will tell you, nobody ever talks about that. They talk about a relatively small number of people that went to the Capitol, and in many cases were ushered in by the police. And as Nancy Pelosi said, it was her responsibility, not mine. She said that loud and clear. But the answer is, if the election is fair, free, and I want that more than anybody. And I'll tell you something. I wish he was a great president, because I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be at one of my many places enjoying myself. I wouldn't be under indictment, because I wouldn't have been his political appointment, you know, opponent, because he indicted me because I was his opponent. I wish he was a great president. I would rather have that. I wouldn't be here. I don't mind being here. But the only reason I'm here is he's so bad as a president that I'm going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again. We're a failing nation right now. We're a seriously failing nation. And we're a failing nation because of him. His policies are so bad. His military policies are insane. They're insane. These are wars that will never end with him. He will drive us into World War III, and we're closer to World War III than anybody can imagine. We are very, very close to World War III, and he's driving us there. And Kim Jong-un and President Xi of China, Kim Jong-un of North Korea, all of these, Putin, they don't respect him. They don't fear him. They have nothing going with this gentleman, and he's going to drive us into World War III.
You want a World War III. Let him follow and win, and let Putin say, do what you want, NATO. Just do what you want. The There's a thing called Article 5. An attack on one is an attack on all, and required response. The idea, I can't think of a single major leader in the world who wouldn't trade places with the job I've done and what they've done. Because we are a powerful nation. We have wonderful peace. Because of the people, not me, it's because of the American people. They're capable of anything, and they step up when they're needed. And right now, we're needed. We're needed to protect the world because our own safety is at stake. And again, you want to have a war, just let Putin go ahead and take Kyiv, make sure they move on, see what happens in Poland, Hungary, and other places along that border. Then you have a war.
President Trump, as I come back to you for a follow-up, the question was, will you accept the results of this election, regardless of who wins?
Just to finish what he said, if I might, Russia, they took a lot of land from Bush. They took a lot of land from Obama and Biden. They took no land, nothing from Trump, nothing. He knew not to do it. He's not going to play games with me. He knew that. I got along with him very well, but he knew not to play games. He took nothing from me. But now he's going to take the whole thing from this man right here. That's a war that should have never started. It would have never started ever with me. And he's going to take Ukraine. And, you know, you asked me a question before, would you do this? He's got us in such a bad position right now with Ukraine and Russia, because Ukraine's not winning that war. He said, I will never settle until such time. They're running out of people. They're running out of soldiers. They've lost so many people. It's so sad. They've lost so many people, and they've lost those gorgeous cities with the golden domes that are 1,000 years old, all because of him and stupid decisions. Russia would have never attacked if I were president.
Trump, the question was, will you accept the results of the election, regardless of who wins? Yes or no, please.
If it's a fair and legal and good election, absolutely. I would have much rather accepted these, but the fraud and everything else was ridiculous. And if you want, we'll have a news conference on it in a week, or we'll have another one of these in a week. But I will absolutely, there's nothing I'd rather do. It would be much easier for me to do that than I'm running again. I wasn't really going to run until I saw the horrible job he did. He's destroying our country. I would be very happy to be someplace else, in a nice location someplace. And again, no indictments, no political opponent stuff, because it's the only way he thinks he can win. But unfortunately, it's driven up my numbers and driven them up to a very high level because the people understand it.
Well, let's see what your numbers are when this election is over.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. You're a whiner. When you lost the first time, you continued. You appealed and appealed to courts all across the country. Not one single court in America said any of your claims had any merit, state or local, none. But you continue to provoke this lie about somehow there's all this misrepresentation, all this stealing. There is no evidence of that at all. And I tell you what, I doubt whether you'll accept it because you're such a whiner. The idea, if you lose again, you accept anything, you can't stand the loss. Something snapped in you when you lost the last time.
We'll be right back with more from the CNN presidential debate live from Georgia.
Satellite TV.
Bharavras Salirish Sata. Per dish antenna Tasu. Per Utel satellite. Per television Tola. Au Betarafa Khabruna. Basuna Au Tselane. Katale Au Auridaleshe.
The Utel satellite frequency Yasapi. Aviabi Channel Yosandri.
Bharavras Salirish Sata.
That's all.
د ډي بي ویب پاڼه په خپل موبایلونو کې د ان ټی ایچ لینک اپ دلاري خلاصولی شئ. د دې طریقه به تاسو خو چې تاسو په آیفون او په انډراید فون باندې څنګه کولای شئ چې داغه اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ او له هغه ځایه څخه د ډي بي ویب پاڼه وګورئ. د ان ټی ایچ لینک اپ ډاونلوډولو لپاره که تاسو سره آیفون وي نو تاسو خپل اپل ستور پرانځئ او که له تاسو سره انډراید فون وي نو تاسو ګوګل ستور پرانځئ. له هغه وروسته لټون کې ان ټی ایچ لینک ولیکئ او داغه اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ. په دویم پړاو کې د آی اګری تھنی کې کاږي او بیا د فلګ لاندې د کنیکټ تھنی او په دریم پړاو کې بیا د اوکې تھنی یا پټه کې کاږي. له کنیکټېدو وروسته تاسو د ډي بي پاڼه پرانځئ او د خپلې خوښې خپرونې وګورئ او له هغه ځایه تاسو کولی شئ چې د خپلې خوښې ټول پروګرامونه، رپورټونه او لیکنې ولولئ او وګورئ.
د بدلون په وخت کې کله چې نړۍ د غیر یقیني سره مخامخ کاری او کله چې موږ ساوو هغه هاغه شان نخ کاری چې څنګه وینو موږ د رښتیا ولټون کوو. موږ ته چې کله نیمګړی قصه ویل کیږي موږ پر باور بیلو. د کڑکیچ پښيبو کې زموږ خوبونه، امیدونه او د غوړه سباوند لپاره زموږ ارزوګانې آزادې میډیا ته اړتیا لري. په وایس اف امریکا کې مونږ تاسو ته داسې خبرونه راوړو چې د کتلو لپاره خلک د خطر سره مخامخ کوي. مونږ نړۍ سره یو ځای کوو او رښتیا سره یې پیوست کوو. په وایس اف امریکا کې مونږ تاسو ته پوره عکس درخایو.
Toss. We're going to begin with you, President Biden. You have 2 minutes.
We've made significant progress from the debacle that was left by President Trump in his last term. We find ourselves in a situation where, number one, we have to make sure that we have a fair tax system. I ask anyone out there in the audience or anyone out watching this debate, do you think the tax system is fair? The fact is that I said nobody even making under $400,000 had a single penny increase in their taxes and will not. And if I'm reelected, that'll be the case again. But this guy has increased your taxes because of the deficit, number one. He's increased inflation because of the debacle he left after the way he handled the pandemic. And he finds himself in a position where he now wants to tax you more by putting a 10% tariff on everything that comes into the United States of America. What I did when, for example, he wants to get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. Well, guess what? We got it down to $35 for insulin instead of $400, no more than $2,000 for every senior, no matter what how much prescription they need. You know what that did? That reduced the federal debt by $160 billion over 10 years because the government doesn't have to pay the exorbitant prices. I'm going to make that available to every senior. All along, it's happening now, and everybody in America. He wants to get rid of that. I'm going to make sure that we have child care. We're going to significantly increase the credits people have for child care. I'm going to make sure we do something about what we're doing on lead pipes and all the things that are causing health problems for people across the country. We're going to continue to fight to bring down inflation and give people a break.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump, you now have 2 minutes for your closing statement.
Like so many politicians, this man is just a complainer. He said, we want to do this, we want to do that, we want to get rid of this tax, that tax. But he doesn't do anything. He doesn't do, all he does is make our country unsafe by allowing millions and millions of people to pour in. Our military doesn't respect him. We look like fools in Afghanistan. We didn't stop Israel. It was such a horrible thing that would have never happened. It should have never happened. Iran was broke. Anybody that did business with Iran, including China, they couldn't do business with the United States. They all passed. Iran was broke. They had no money for Hamas or Hezbollah, for terror, no money whatsoever. Again, Ukraine should have never happened. He talks about all this stuff, but he didn't do it. For 3.5 years, we're living in hell. We have the Palestinians and we have everybody else rioting all over the place. You talk about Charlottesville. This is 100 times Charlottesville, 1,000 times. The whole country is exploding because of you, because they don't respect you and they have to respect their president and they don't respect you throughout the world. What we did was incredible. We rebuilt the military. We got the largest tax cut in history, the largest regulation cut in history. The reason he's got jobs is because I cut the regulations that gave jobs. But he's putting a lot of those regulations back on. All of the things that we've done, nobody's ever seen anything like, even from a medical standpoint, right to try, where we can try space-age materials instead of going to Asia or going to Europe and trying to get when you're terminally ill. Now you can go and you can get something. You sign a document. They've been trying to get it for 42 years. But you know what we did for the military was incredible. Choice for our soldiers, where our soldiers, instead of waiting for 3 months to see a doctor, can go out and get themselves fixed up and readied up and take care of themselves and their living. And that's why I had the highest approval rating in the history of the VA. So all of these things, we're in a failing nation, but it's not going to be failing anymore. We're going to make it great again.
Thank you, former President Trump, President Biden. Stay with us because we have full analysis of this debate. Anderson Cooper and Aaron Burnett starts now on CNN.
تاسو د امریکا د صدارت انتخاباتو لپاره
د صدارتي امیدوارانو ترمنځ مناظره ګورئ.
یو ای ډی وا ټی وی
یو ای ډی وا ویب سټ اوسئ. قدرمنو لیدونکو تاسو ستړي مشوایو د وایس اف امریکا ډیوا په خصوصي خبرونه کې تاسو هم د امریکا صدارتي انتخاباتو لپاره د صدارتي امیدوارانو اوسنۍ ولسمشر بایدن او ورسره پخوانی ولسمشر ترامپ ترمنځ مناظره وکړه. هم په دې باندې نور خبرو تر لپاره زموږ سره په دې خبرونه کې ګډون کوي یو ملمانه را سره او رومبه ملمه زمونږ د جانګر خټک سیب. خټک سیب ته بور شو تاسو هر کله وایو ستړي مشه ختم راوړل. خټک سیب خټک صاحب دا چې مباحثه تاسو هم نه دا مناظره وایي مباحثه واوریدله. آیا دلته چې څه پښتنې سوالونه وسوله فکر کوي چې دا د ولس هغه ټولې پښتنې وي یا دا د ولس کم سوالونه وه او هغه ټوله زندې دغه د صدارت یعنی یا د ولس مشري ته ولاړ دوه کاندیدانو څخه وپوښتل سوله؟
زما پښتنه خو تقریبا ټول مکتو موضوعات خو عموماً دک کئی ځکه چې اقتصاد باندې ډېر زیات خلک اغیزمن دي په امریکا کې. نو په دې باندې خبرې وشولې, سوالونه راغلو, امریکا جمهوریت مستقبل په حواله سوالونه اوچتېدل, نن اوچت شوړو په دې بحث کې چې کم د په امریکا کې چې کم د مایګرنټ کرایسس دي هغه باندې ډېرې خبرې وشولې, یعنی امیګریشن باندې, ابارشن یا اسکات حمل په امریکا کې ډېر لوی بحث روان دی. نن د امریکا سپریم کورټ یو ډېر لویه فیصله په دې سلسله کې ورکړې ده, نو هغه باندې هم بحث وشولو. د امریکا دا اقلیمی بدلون باندې چې کم نړۍ کې ډېر زیات د وخت لکه بحث پر روان دی, امریکا کې ډېر اختلافي نقطه هم ده په دې باندې بحث وشولو. اسرائیل غزا جنگ چې کم دی, حماس جنگ هغه باندې خبرې وشولې, یوکرین جنگ باندې خبرې وشولې, بیا افغانستان بار بار ذکر وشولو. په عمومي توګه دما په خیال سوالونه ډېر زیات وو, پکې بیا ووټران چې کم تور پوستان دي د هغې په حواله خبرې وشولې, د احتیاطي امان نظام, سوشل سیکورټي نظام, د امریکې د کورنۍ او د بهرنۍ چې څومره مسلې دي دا ټول وای تقریبا سوالونه او شولو. امید کوم تقریبا سوالونه ټول راغله
صحیح. او که بدی کې بیا موضوعات ته وګورو نو کم یو موضوع زیاته پکې وسیړل شو او پاره باندې د دوانو امیدوارانو لخوا صدریز وړاندې شو.
ګورې ما په خیال دوه مباحثو چې کم مقصد او غیر انډر پوره شوړو, ځکه چې دې کې همیشه دا قتل غواړي چې دواړه امیدواران په مختلفو سوالونو او په مسایلو باندې چرته ولاړ دي. چې کم ټولو کې زیاته خبر او شوله غدا ما په خیال په ایمیګریشن یعنی اقتصاد او ایمیګریشن په دوه باندې زیاته خبر او شوله. خو په دواړو کې دواړو طرفونه د هڅو چې امیګریشن او اقتصاد یو بل سره تړلی دي. که صدر بایدن صرف په اقتصاد باندې فش الکا هغه کول او ټینګار کول نو پخوانی صدر ډونلډ ټرمپ بیا راغله او هغه به د امیګریشن خبرو وکړه، نو امیګریشن باندې ډیر په تفصیل خبرو شوله او الته کې اختلافي نقطې راغله. لوی اختلافي نقطه یوه کده بیان کم نو ٹرمپ دا دعوی ده چې صدر بایدن کلاو بارډر غواړي، یعنی هر کسان د غیر ملکیان راتلی شي، او صدر ٹرمپ دا وایي چې هغه خلک چې کم په دې هیواد کې غیر قانوني توګه به راغلي دي هغه صدر جوړ شول هغه به دلته نه وباسي، او بیا دا چې کم غیر ملکیان را روان دي هغه دلته کې امن عامه مسالې خرابوي. دومره دعوه مغه وکړه چې هغه خلک چې پخوانی فوجیان دي هغه په سړکونو پراته دي، او چې کم غیر قانونیان دي هغه لگژري هوټلز یا لوی هوټلو کې پراته دي. چې کم صدر بایدن د دې تر ډېر دروند اختلاف وکړل او هغه وایي چې هغه لوی ګامونه اغستي دي، او چې کوم غیر قانونیان را روان دي د هغې پشمیره کې هم کمواله راغله دي. نو په پالیسۍ په نقطه باندې ډېر لوی اختلاف او غوازی ښکار کېدل.
خټک صاحب، بهرنی پالیسۍ ته یا هم فورن پالیسۍ باندې کا خبرې وکړو، بیا هغه کوم موضوعات و چې پر هغه باندې هم په دې مباحثه کې ډېر بحث وسو؟
ګوري خبره دا کورنۍ نه شروع شولا، یعنی خبره خو اول سوال د اقتصاد په حواله او اول سوال په جواب کې افغانستان راغلو، او بیا افغانستان بار بار د ذکر شولو، ورته بیا چې کم لوی خبره زما په خیال واغه منځنی ختیځ چې کم اسرائیل او حماس جنگ چې کم روان دی په غزا کې هغه باندې ډېرې خبرې وشولې، د فلسطین مستقبل په حواله خبرې وشولې، د یوکرین جنگ په حواله ډېر بحث وشولو، زما په خیال په هغه باندې ډېر زیات بحث وشولو، د افغانستان په حواله بحث وشولو، چین سره د امریکې چې کم اړیکې دي په هغه حواله، او د ناتو سره د امریکې چې کم اړیکې دي په هغه خبرو باندې لکه بحث وشولو. نو ډېرې نقطې وي چې کم د خارجه چارو سوال نه وکړي.
بالکل خټک صاحب، د بهر پالیسۍ نیتا سو بیان کړی، پاره کې بیا ځای خبره تاسو افغانستان هم ذکر وکړو چې کوم د نن د مباحثه یا د دې مناظرې برخه وا، نو د دوانو اړخته چې دینو سویل شو د افغانستان په حق له
ګوري صدر ټرمپ دا دعوا وا چې صدر بایدن افغانستان نه د امریکای فوج انخلا کې ډېر بد احتیاطي کړی ده. پکار دا ده چې د ډېر جنرالان کور ته استولې وي، او صدر بایدن د دې سره ډېر دوند اختلاف وکړلو، بلکې هغه دا ویل چې مونږ خو ډېر دیات په طریقه باندې هلته نه وتی یو، بلکې نه یوازې دا چې مونږ خپل فوج ډېر په طریقه وباسلې ده، بلکې یو لک نه زیات افغانان مم التنا رو بسلی دی، او دلتا امریکا او نور هیوادونو ته مرار رسولی دی، او هغه دینه اختلاف وکړلو افغانستان باندې، گرچه ټرمپ کوشش داو چې هغه په دې باندې خپل پوائنٹ سکورنگ وکړي، خو صدر بایدن هر دل چې کله ټرمپ دا نقطه اوچا تکړه له صدر بایدن دا غډیر په مضبوطه طریقې ته دفاع کوشش وکړو. ډیره مننه
تاسو خټک صاحب چې پرونی کرا سره راغلی،
شش فالری
او ریدونکو لیدونکو یو وړو کې د میته بورزو د دمینې چې راښونو په خبرونه کې برا سره د ډیموکرات ګوند حمایت چې کوونکې چې دین برا سره خبرونه کې راځي، تا چې اکبر د نیویورک څخه نوغې ته بورزو خو زموږ سره وسی بورزو یو وړو کې د میته منلې د انکورې دونکو به هم تاسو ته شرغ لاست وایو. نن ځانګړي خبرونه کې مشابه اس کو یا هم نظر باخلو چې کم تاسو ته وړاندې کړل د صدارتي ټاکنې چې دی د امریکا دغه هم دادي په نومبر کې بکیږي، او نن دلته په امریکا کې اوله تلویزیونی مباحثه و د دوو کاندیدانو ترمنځ، د جو صدر جو بایدن او هم د پخوانی ولسمشر ډونلډ ټرمپ ترمنځ. نو زموږ سره په خبرونه کې هم تاج اکبر صاحب چې د ډیموکرات حمایت ګوند حمایت کوونکې دي یا هم لاته دي، هغه په دې خبرونه کې راځي، داغو دی نظر به هم اخو پلن شمو کې براسه فکر کوم چې را سر راغلی. تاج اکبر صاحب، تاسو ته شرغ لاس دوی ختم راولم، سلام شي.
وعليكم السلام.
تاج اکبر صاحب، تاسو هم د مباحثه د دواړو کاندیدانو ترمنځ واوري د لک په دغه مباحثه کې بیا خبره وکړه د ایمیګریشن د یا هم د مهاجرت په حق باندې، نو تاسو خپل د کاندید د ریس بسنګ وړاندې کوي؟
او بلکې زه به دا وایم چې پورا ډیبیټ کې د ایمیګریشن د ایشو چې کومو دا ډیر زیات ډیسکس شو، او سم دا ویل کیره دا موجوده گورنمنٹ کی ادر بائیڈن تو گورنمنٹ کی دی زیاد ایمیگریشن سے نو اور دے مل کرا غلی داری پہ جواب کی بائیڈن دا ویل چے ٹھیک دا دا خبر صحیح دا چے ایمیگریشن دل دے کرا غلی دی خو منتدا خلق کو ضرورت تے او زمون معیشت چے دے خلق کو درات دو سرا اغا نورم خشوے دے او دے معیشت یعنی اکانومی تے نقصان نہ دے رسدے
صحیح اور سره باندې مناظره کې چې دینو په نورو و بهرنی پالیسیانو باندې خبري وشوي په خاص توګه د جنگونو کا خبرو کوي یوکرين اسرائیل حماس په منځ کې شخړه ده او سره د چاینا په حق باندې نو تاسو غړي چې کوم یو کاندیدیټ چې د نبل نه خبر وکړه
زه به دا وایم چې د جنگونو په معاملې کې ترامپ هم دا ویل چې راکې زما کاندیدیټ وي نو د یوکرين د شخړه به نو شروع شوې دا شان حماس په چې کوم دی نو هم په اسرائیل باندې یعنی حمله نه وکړي نو زه به دا وایم او کومه وګورئ نو د ټرمپ چې وخت کې جنگونه چې نو هغه نه وشوي نو زه وایم چې د جنگ یعنی د پیس یا په دنیا کې د جنگونو د نکولو چې کوم مسله ونه داغه د ټرمپ جواب چې نه غزيات هغه وزن لري
او که بیا په دغه مباحثه کې د افغانستان هم بار بار خبرې د افغانستان په حق لبانې موسوله غواړم چې تاسو نظر ساز د کاندې دی یعنی جو بایدن چې کوم خبرې د افغانستان په حق لو کړلې آیا تاسو د غو دې سره موافقه کوئ
نو د بایدن په وخت کې چې تاسو وایئ نو یاره دا د یعنی د افغانستان جنگ چې ونه هغه په صحیح معنی کې ختم کړی شو او امریکن ټروپس چې کوم دی نو هغه د افغانستان نه چې نو هغه بهر کړی شو او هغه راوستل شو نو دا چې د بایدن دا یو دا زما په حساب باندې دا یو کریډیټ چې نو هغه بایدن دی چې دا بایدن چې دا په وخت کې هغه د افغانستان دا جګړه چې همدنه ختم کړه او امریکن ټروپس چې دی نو د افغانستان نه خپل ملک کې هم نه راوستل
صحیح اخری پښتنه به اساس نه وکړو یو بل چې تاسو څنګه چې د اکونومي خبره چې کله راشي د اقتصاد نو تاسو څنګه چې لکه دا یو چې کوم امیدوار دی د پارټي هغه د بل د بل امیدوار نه یو خپلان لري
ګور لومبه کې تاسو ډیبیټ اوریدلې نو لومبه سوال چې نو هغه د معیشت او د اکونومي شو او ټرمپ چې نو دا خبره هغه ایکسپټ کړی دا په وخت کې چې هغه د کووډ مسله چې ونه هغه صحیح نه هندل کړی او دا هغه د وجه یعنی 50% انایمپلایمنت چې هغه 50% ریټ پر رسیدلی او بایدن دا و چې دا هغه څنګه راتلو سره هغه خپل هغه یعنی انایمپلایمنت هغه ختم کړو او تقریبا اتنیم لکه خلک هغه واپس چې کوي نو هغه په جاګونو باندې کې خو دا خبرې ټرمپ یعنی دا هغه یعنی دا ان کار نو کړی خبرې نه دی مطلب دا و چې دا صحیح خبره و چې د ټرمپ وخت کې د اکانومي حالات چې کومو هغه
صحیح
خراب شي او د دې نوی یعنی د بایدن د راتو سره هغه انایمپلایمنت ریټ چې و نو هغه معیشت چې نو دا خبره بلدار چې هغه دا خبره چې د وجه د چکم تعرف لګول نو هغه په وجه باندې هر یو امریکن چې دی نو دا کال هغه د 2500 ډالر چې نو اټ ویل کاست ایوري امریکن لایف نو زه دا وایم چې یاره د ټرمپ نه د بایدن یا د دې وخت اکانومي شي ونه هغه هغه د صحیح کړو بهتر کړو
ډیر مننه تاسو تاج اکبر چې سیب چې د خبرونه کې سره تاسو ګډون وکړو یو بلې هو یو بلې د میته باور شو د دینه پاس بر سره ریپبلیکن ګوند بلکې زمونږ د میته نور زمونږ سره د ریپبلیکن ګوند حمایت یافته یا حمایت
کوونکی جواد انور صاحب هم راځي
راغلي
دی را سره او دی نظر به هم خو جواد انور صاحب تاسو ته شرغلاست وایو
ستړي مشي
دا وای چې جواد انور سره
ټلیفون لیکي کڅقته شولا مونږ کوشش او هڅه کوو چې بیا ورسره هم رابطه ونی سو دا ریپابلیکن ګون چې کوم ملاتړ کوونکی دی یا ووټران دي دا غوی نه هم دا غوی نظر معلوم کو چې د دې مناظره په حق لبانی اغوی سوال غواړي دا غوی صدرېز دي چې دا نن مناظره څنګه وا ولې چې د ډیموکرات ووټران او د ریپابلیکن ووټران دوانه چې دین هم خپل خپل امیدواران چې دین واغې حمایت کوي ووټونه را روان دي په نومبر کې چې دین او دا صدارتي ټاکنې به وي نو په دې کې استاد ونبای مناظره ونند چې کوم وشول د دوانو کاندیدانو ترمنځ اوسنۍ ولسمشر جو بایدن او په خواني ولسمشر ډانل ترامپ ترمنځ او کوشش هو سه کو چې خپل بل ملمت هم اړیکې وسره ونیسو او دا غوي نظر هم معلوم
وای چې جواد انور صاحب هم یو مدني فعال دی او دا محل را دی سره په خبرون کې ملسوي دي انور صاحب بیا هم خدای مراوله
ستړي مشه
مننه خوشاله وسی انور صاحب کا دا دغه نن نه یوازې مباحثه یا مناظره وګورو نو تاسو د ایمیګریشن پاک لباندی هم بحث وسو نو تاسو خپل د کاندید کم نظر چې واغ څنګه چړي
ټوډي اٹ واز د بالکل گیم چینجر ټایپ وو مستر ټرمپ وازنٹ ویری کلیئر اباوت دیس ایمیګریشن تھنگ ان فیکٹ ہی واز ٹو
صحیح او بیا د لټ زما د ښکاری چې سیګنل مسله به وي
ته خو تخنیکی بازي ستونزې وی ولې چې خبرونه هم په ژوندۍ بڑا روانه ده نو دا خبر سره تړلې وي خو بیا هم یو ځل بیا خپل قدرمنو لیدونکو او ریدونکو ته وایي چې نن د پنځشنبه په ورځ باندې د سی ان ان ټلویزیون په مرکزی دفتر کې د جورجیا ریاست په اټلانټا ښار کې د مناظره چې و د صدارتي کاندیدانو د صدر جو بایدن او د پخوانی صدر ډونلډ ترامپ ترمنځ تر سره سواله او هم پاغه حق له باندې به خبر لپاره هڅه کوشش کو چې جواد انور صاحب چې د جمهوریت خواهانو عملاتړ کون کې دی هم وايي چې ریپابلیکنز عملاتړ دی هي مایته کوي هغه په خبرونه کې راځي هغه د سره به هم بحث کو چې هغه د کاندید څه خبري وکړلې او جواد صاحب بیا هم را سره مسوي دی په خبرونه کې تاسو ته ځل بیا شر اغلاست وایو پښتنه هم د ایمیګریشن پاک له باندې و او تاسو خپل خبر د دوام کولای شئ چې په منځ کې تاسو لیکه د ټلیفون قطه سو
جواد صاحب زمونږ غږ تاسو درځي او جواد صاحب غږ مونږ ته ناراضي
تاسو आवाज ناراضي پدې لږ چیز مژه واسطه سي اوري
جواد صاحب زمونږ غږ تاسو اوري من کوشش کوم چې جواد صاحب ته زمونږ غږ لاړ شي سیګنل او مسله دا اسا ټکنیکی ستونزه ده کوشش او هڅه خدا ولې چې دین وړاندې د ډیموکرات ګون ووټر یا حمایت کوونکی دا غوښ سر خبري وکړلې او غواړي چې وستر ریپابلیکن ګون چې کوم
دریز
هم معلوم شي دا غوښ ووټران سویل واړي په دې حق لباندې د مناظره په حق لباندې نو غواړي چې دا غوښ سر هم خبري وشي جواد انور صاحب چې دی نو دوی هم د ریپابلیکن ګوند ملاتړ کوونکی دی دوی غیلا ووټ ورکول اراده لري او غواړو چې دا غوي په دې مناظره باندې غوي سویل غواړي یو قسم د ریپابلیکن ګوند چې کوم ملاتړ کوونکی دی یا ووټران دی د غوي او आवाज یې غوم جوړ شي چې بیا پښتانه چې دی دلته کې هېره د کومګه د دین وړاندې تاج اکبر سیب خبرو خو یا د جواد انور سیب خبرو کو دوانه پښتانه دی او دوانه یو د ډیموکرات ګوند ملاتړ کوي بل د ریپابلیکن ګوند ملاتړ کوي نو د دوانو اړخه د شي معلوم شي چې آیا دوی د ملاتړ ولې کوي یا دوی کوم هغه پالیسيان دي چې کوم د دوانو ګوندونو لکه خپل ګوندونو هغه دوی هغه پالیسيان آیا پاغي باندې د دوی هغه اطمینان دي یا کاغه بهرنۍ پالیسي دا کاغه د کورنۍ پالیسي دا چې هغه په سوجه باندې لکه دوی ته لکه دا خپل لکه دا خو چې کله د مناظره وشي نو د دوانو ګوندونو ملاتړ کوي کو ور سره یو نظر لکه ګوري ورته چې خپل خپل کاندید ته ګوري چې اوی څنګه خپل نظر وړاندې کوي
او بیا دی دریز نور هم یعنی واضح
سی او بیا دغه په حق لباندی لازمی خبر د څنګه چې تاج اکبر صاحب خپل لکه د ګون په حق لباندی وي خپل خوخي د کاندید په حق لباندی وي نو کوشش اوسه کو جواد انور صاحب را سره راشي خبرونه کې یو سو منټه نور پاتې دی او غوړي چې دا ټول منټه هم جواد انور صاحب ته ورکو او جواد انور صاحب چې دینو دا غوي سره
اړیکې هم خپل لیدونکو کتونکو ته چې دا اول مباحثه وا یا هم مناظره وا تلویزیونی مناظره وا چیرې چې دوا کاندید د صدارت کاندیدان چې وا هغه د یو بل په تلویزیون پر مخ باندې رااله او خپل د ریزونی وړاندې کړل او د ټول ولست څخه چې پښتني ورسو وسوي دا غو دي جوابونه ورکړي څه پښتني وسولې څه جوابونه په دې باندې معلومات تاسو ته زموږ د ډیوی همکار جانګیر خټک صاحب هم وړاندې کړل چې کم موضوعات باندې خبري وسولې
او په دې عرب باندې که تاسو نور معلومات هم ترلاسه کول غواړئ نو د ډیوی ویب پاڼه شته دی ویو ایډیو چې تاسو الټر کې ټول تفصیل ترلاسه کولای شئ او ورسره که تاسو لاسرسي نه لرئ د ډیوی ویب پاڼې ته نو کولای شئ چې ان ټی ایچ لینک د لاري تاسو ترلاسه کړئ ان ټی ایچ لینک ډاونلوډ کړئ او الټر کې تاسو لوستلی شئ ټلګرام اپلیکیشن د لاري هم تاسو د ډیوی ویب پاڼه لوستلی شئ
واتس اپ چینل هم دی چې د ډیوی ته تاسو کولای شئ چې د ځان سره خوښ کړئ او ولې ته هم ټول معلومات د نړۍ د سیمه ته تاسو کولای شئ ځان خبر کړئ ما خبرې وساتي او د دې تر څنګ د ډیوی نور خبرونه چې هم دي چې هغه به تاسو وړاندې کیږي نور معلومات به هم تاسو سره شریکو نو ډیوی سره وسی او کواړی تاسو ځان به خبر وساتي د نړۍ او د سیمه څخه
او رسته هم د چیکل د خبرونه ختم شي نو په وپان باندې به موجود وي که تاسو بیا هم د مناظره قتل غواړي نو د خبرونه بیرته قتل شي د سوخ لپاره به وي او تاسو د مناظره نزان خبرول شي رسته چې کوم خټک صاحب او تاج اکبر صاحب خبري وکړي هغه هم تاسو بیا قتل شي
او فکر کوم چې د جواد واتس اپ سره هم تماس ونی سو او بیا هم وای چې د ریپابلیکن یا هم جمهوری خواهانو څخه دی د غو دی ملاتړ دی او د امریکا کې غو دی هم یو مدني فعال دی وسیږي کوشش وهڅه چې د غو دی سره هم تماس ونی سو او د غو دی نظر هم واخلو په دې خبرونه کې خو فکر کوم چې څه تخنیکی ستونزې د لاس غو دی ټلیفون چې اړیکه چې واغه قطه سواله خو به هم هڅه کوشش کوو چې غو دی او واخلو په دې خبرونه کې او که نګنجانی خوشا دی دلته و لنډه دما واخو
او ټایم خو هم په ختمېدو دی ګومان کوم چې د خپل چې کوم زمونږ سره په دې خبرونه کې وړاندې کوون کی چې کوم دی ټکنیکی ملګری
وو بالکل همکاران
وو نو غواړو چې د ټولو مننه هم کو د ټولو نمونه واخلو کنه نو د ټولو نو مې خو د خپل قدرمن پروډوسر محمد عالمگیر ډیر زیات مننه کوم چې د ټولو خبرونه راغونډه کړی و او ډیر زیات هسه مرستي وکړي چې په خطر طریقې سره د خبرونه وړاندې شي او ورسره بهشت جان استاسو ډیر
مننه کوم نه ګنجان استاسو څخه هم خپل ټکنیکی همکارانو دبه موای د جمی زانب او مرسره زبر الطيب هم په دې خبرونه کې او
مشران
په خاص توګه د کوه نفیس تکر سره چې دا ټوله خبرونه تنظیمولو کې او تاسو وړاندې کول کې مرسره ډیر هڅه او حمایت او کوشش کوي
ورسره بلخیس حبیب او ورسره ارشدلی
هم خپل همکارانو ډیر درمن امکاران مې ټول مننه کوم په دې خبرونه کې چې دا ځانګړې
درنو لیدونکو سلامونه ونیکی هیله اله دته روغ او جوړی است زه داود سید کلیم او تاسو ژوند په امریکا کې خبرونه ګورئ نن زه له یو مسلکی افغان سره مرکه لرم کیدای شي تاسو به ډیره په زړه پوری وي د دې لپاره چې دا ځوان ډیر کم مودکی چې امریکا ته راغلی خو اوس یو ښه کمپنی کې یو ښه وظیفه لري او ښه عاید لري زه نن غواړم د دې تجربه واورم کیدای شي چې نور ته هم دا ډیره ګټوره وي خو سناوه کسان چې دلته په امریکا کې نور ملکونو کې هم په افغانستان کې هڅه کوي چې آنلاین وظیفه ځان ته پیدا کړي او مسلک زده کړي څنګه کولای شي. نو زه له رضوان سره مرکه لرم چې دا مرکه مو خوښ شي او تر پای سره پاتې شي. انجینر صاحب سلامونه روح جوړ سي سلامات تاسو کي خیرتي ده خیره سي سلامونه ده ته خبرو رسام تکله سړی ده موټر دې سم راکولای دي
والا صدیقي صاحب دغه دی نو د کمپنۍ له خوا کورونو د فارې موږ سره راکړی دی نو
ډیر الله درنو لیدونکو لکه څنګه چې تاسو سره واده وکړه bale نن ما سره دغه ځوان چې لکه موږ د کی افغانستان راغلی یم کیتا او شو یو کی کمپنی کې فوج فالری ا د سره مل مده او دنه باندې د امریکا کې د ژوند او د کار تجربه وو اول خو دې منګه او لیدونکو ته ځان راو پیژنه ځوانه
زه عبدالشواب نوم میګم او تقریبا سوار لښمنشتي یو نیم کال د کی سره راغلی یم امریکا ته د سپیکټرم کمپنی سره د نتورک انجینیر فایز باندې کار کوم.
ماشا الله په افغانستان کې کوم برخه تحصیل کړی دی؟ دلته تحصیل کړی دی څنګه وندلی چې دې به کار وکړي؟
رښتیا ده ته وایم چې افغانستان باندې حق لري درس مې هلته ویلی دی خو د راتک سره مې هم ځینې سرټیفیکیشنونه وکړل. نو
کوم برخه درس ویلی؟
ما د کمپیوټر ساینس برخه کې لیسانس زده کړې کړې دي او چې کله رام غلم نو د سیسکو او د مایکروسافټ او د کام ٹی آئی سرٹیفیکیشن مې وکړلې او تر ډیره سرٹیفیکیشن او دا کار ما ته را پیدا کړ ځکه امریکا کې مهارت ته ډېر توجه ورکړي.
چا درته وویل څه خبر شوې څنګه دې دا پیدا کړ؟
دا داسې ده چې زه په شروع کې مې مطلب دا و چې زه په خپل بخش کې باید کار وکړم نو دې ته مې وخت ورکړ او تقریبا د شپږو میاشتو یا څومره وخت لپاره ما هر څه هیر کړل که نه ما ویل چې زه باید ځان ورسوم. نو دغه سرټیفیکیشن مې وکړلې هغه نه مې وروسته پیدا کړې یوه وظیفه مې پیدا کړه چې هغه یعنی اوله مرحله وه بیا مې دویمه مرحله پیدا کړه ډېر ژر مې درېمې مرحلې ته ځان ورسو او د یوې لویې کمپنۍ سره مې مثبتې دا خدمت
تر اوسه چې اول خو دا موټر وګورو د موټر کې د څه دی او کوم مسایل لپاره کاروي؟
مهرباني موټر مو معمولا هر څه د مونږ نه دی په کار خو ما ته دا موټر ذکر راکړی چې یو دلته داسې دی چې تخنیکی مسله ده باید همداسې یو تخنیکی موټر وي دا قوی موټر دی چې ورسره هغه بوم یعنی هغه ورته وایي بکت دوی ورته وایي نو کوای شو چې هر چیرې پورته شو هغه کنټرولیږي له همدغه ځای نه خپله هلته ریموټ لري خو دا موږ ته ډېر نه پکارېږي خوشته دی مقصد بل په دې کې داسې ټول باکسونه دي ټول چې په دې کې زموږ وسایل او زموږ ټولز دي او هغه هر څه نوي چې موږ کاروو هغه پکې وي.
تاب جان هم دادی موټر دی نو
دغه موټر دی
ماشاءالله دغه سم لکه دی تیاری کاکپت د کمپیوټر وګوره چې دلته نصب ده او هر څه امکانات او د جامې او هر څه کې لري یو څه معلومات راکړه کې څه روان دي دلته؟
دا چې کله زه وظیفه مثلا ما ته راسي د ایمیل له طریقه زه خبر سم څه زما وظیفه څه ده او څه مخکې وړمه نو بیا راځم د خپل موټر ته د دفتر نه مې هر څه معلومات پوره کوم هلته مې کار خلاصوم لپټاپ مې راوړم دلته سیټ کوم دا مې بل دفتر دی چې د ښار منځ کې زما هر څه مې دلته را سره دي نو دا مې میز دا مې لپټاپ نو دې ځای نه هم زه حل کوم او په دې موټر کې زه هر رقم برق لرم هر ای سي برق ای سي برق پوره هر څه شته نو خپلې وظیفې ته چې زما هلته ضرورت پېښېږي زما د نقشو د پیدا کولو د مشکلاتو د پیدا کولو نو دا هر څه ضرور دي چې ما سره باید وي.
ډېر ښه او اوس کوم چیرته کوم کار لري دا اوس چیرته رواني کوم وظیفه در پر سوي ده
او په دې ورځو کې دسي ګډې وړې وظیفه ډېرې دي ځکه تاسو خبرې از دلته په دالاس کې طوفان راغلی و نو
دا اوس هم دا لیدونکو
ګوره
چې سخت باران دی لازم موږ وروره مخکې سپارو شدید باران پیل شو
حتی په دې ورځو کې موږ آماده باشو هغه وظیفه چې موږ حتی نه دي هغه موږ اجرا کوو
مثلا
موږ کمپنۍ په مجموع کې د امریکا د مخابراتو هغه زیربناوي چارې مخکې وړي چې مخابراتي شرکتونه غیر غیر مخابراتي شرکتونه دي خو دغه فایبر نوري فایبر او دا د نتورک فاونډیشن یا موږ زیربنا چې وایو هغه دوی ورته وړاندې کوي نو چیرې هم لکه موږ ډېر اوټیج لرو یعنی د ورځو کې څه نتورک داون دی هر څه داون دی مخابراتي شبکې سل ټاورونه یا مخابراتي ټاورونه داون دی ترافیکي سیګنالونه ټول داون دي بزنسونه انټرنیټ نه لري برق خو زموږ نه مخکې برق دی بیا هغه نه وروسته موږ یو
کولی شئ کوم ځای ته لاړ شو دا کار وګورو
او دلته موږ سره ایمیل راغلی ټکټ جنریټ شوی یا ټکټ جوړ شوی ده چې څه مشکل دی د دې ډیټا سپورټیو ډاکومنټ په کارو چې ما دفتر نه ځان سره را برابر کړی همدلته خپل پورټال دی زموږ خپل داسې نقشه ده دی موږ چې په دې کې ټول درست د امریکا هغه ښي نوری فایبر سپورټ ښي چې موږ سره کوم
دا ټول نتورک دی
کار دی ټول نتورک دی اوس موږ د پورا د ټکزاس هغه کیو راځو وړاندې کیږو لکه ام دا کوم ادرس کې چې مونږ یو هغه ادرس را پیدا کوو
ډیر ولا
نو اورا ونی ګل خیر
څه خبره عزیزانو دا سه شدید باران دی کله ډیر زیات شي کله کم شي درنه نور دونکو د ټکساس یالات په خاصه توګه د دالاس خار دغه هوا نه ده هیڅ د وانوینې اوار نه ده یو د کورور سمه ګرمي او وای ارڅ شین اسماني پنځه د کورور سمه وګوره چې دومره یو شدید باران سي چې ورور ټول دنیا وګوري ته پوهیږي چې ستوند څه ده یا مسله څه ده ته شته روانه کنه تلته زی ورسته لګنه یو غته تشخیص کوي
دلته د څه دی چې دا هر څه وصل دی البته کسان دي چې دا مانیټور کوي نو هغه پیږي چې دلته دا اوټیج راغله اوس دا کوم ځای چې داون دی دا موږ هلته نه ځو موږ ما دا معلوماتو کې چې چیرته دا داون دی هغه ما ته انټرپرایز ټیکټ جنریټ کوي ځکه انټرپرایز په دې معنی چې دا یو غټ بزنس دی چې داون دی دا چې بیک اپ لري بیک اپ راند خو مین داون دی یعنی د دوی هغه عمومي
او اصلي
اصلي چې دا هغه قطعه ده هغه ته ورزو نو ما چې کوم معلومات وکړل خپل په دې زمونږه نقشه چې دا سیستم چې دی یا هغه د نتورک هغه چې هغه ما معلومات وکړي چې دا کوم ځای داون دی هلته اوس ورزو نو ګوندې چې مشکل هم غلطه وي هغه ګورو کچیر به دلته مشکل وو نو دغه به زه جوړوم تاسو به ګورئ کچری بیا زما کار نو نو بیا دا ټیکټ ریفر کوم بل ډیپارټمنټ ته بل ډیپارټمنټ بیا راځي ګوري زه به برته خپل دفتر ته ځم نو او کچری مشکل دلته وو هغه جوړیږي به او کچری لدی ورسته وو هغه بل موقعیت ته بیا ورځو ګورو بل خیر
ډیر ښه تر اوسه په دې وګورئ چې څنګه وټونه دي چې دا سیستم زده کې ټریننګ یې درک تا څوک
دا ښه پښتنه ده ځکه معمولا زمونږ افغانان خو بيخي ډېر ماشاءالله راغلي دي یو خبر وکم چې افغانان د ځان د دوی خبر انډر استیمیټ نه کوي هر څوک چې دي یعنی ځان د کم احساس نه کوي افغانان له ټولو نه ډېر ښه پوهېږي زه چې په دې کوم وظیفې کې تللی ما زما لکه انجینیر یا سپیشالیست هغه دی پوزیشن دی اما زما منیجر هم زما قدر نه پوهېږي خبره دی وخت اور نشي خو خبر داده چې مزکه مونږه استعداد ډیر ور دی خلک دومره زین نه خوري چې مونږ افغانان خورو ما دا درس په افغانستان کې زده کړی دی ما پانتون په افغانستان کې ویلای سرټیفیکیشن مې افغانستان کې کړی چې کله چې زه پېدم چې زه راځم نو هغه شپږ میاستي ما زحمت وست سرٹیفیکیشن می موکل دی خپل درسو تر سنگ ما سرٹیفیکیشن درلو دی ایکسپایر وی هغه می نیوی کړل دلته هم چراغ لما ما په شروع کې دی کانټراکټور یا دریم سلورم لاس وظیفه ونی ولی چې هغه به تاسو ته وایم چې ډیر اسانه طریقې دی یا څوک چې بیکار یا معمولی هم د ټیکنیکل زده کړې ولري کوی چې خپل بزنس هم حتی نه یعنی شخصي کارونه واخلي او خپل موټر کې کینی لاړ شي هغه کارونه وکړي بیا تاسو ته په ډیټیل سره ان شاء الله شریکوم. هلته وګوره هغه د کار روان دی حتما دغه تیمونه لګیا دي هر څه دلته دغه مشکلات راغلي دي نو حتما زما هغه سرچ به صحیح چې مشکل به حتما دلته وي ځکه زه چې ګورم دلته حالات نورماله نه ښکاري دا ونې مینې ماتې شوي دي اکثره هر څه دلته هم وینې چې ټولو ونې ماتې شوي دا راټول کړي ده. هغه نورمال نه دی هیڅ نورمال نه ښکاري دلته هم کنسټرکشن روان دی هم اوبه ډېرې راټولې شوې دي ګډوډ شوي دي چې ګرځم هغه کابینټ دی نو دلته حتماً څه شوي دي نو اوبه ګورو چې څه شوي دي چک به کړو چې څه پیدا کوی شو نو تر هغه مخکې ماته سیفټي مهمه ده چې او دا موټر هم چې ماته راکړ شوی ده ایلت دا دی چې ګرچه له هغو بومو دی شیانو نه کیدای شي زه ډېر کار وانخلم او ضرورت نه دی خو د دې موټر سیفټي پورته ده او هغه ضرورت یې که پیخېږي که نه پیخېږي خو لکه موږ ته ټولو ته دا راکوي نو زه به د خپل سیفټي کارونه مخکې بوزم
ښه مه خبر ده
چې
تاسو خپل معمول کارونه وکړي هغه څه
هو
هغه څه پخات کړي اتمی ده چې تاسو کله چې شرته زی باید دا کار وکړئ
ضرور ده ځکه چې یو خو دغه خپل از موږ اشاره چې دی هغه باید لګیدلی بل ترافیک کونس چې دی دا ګرچه دلته خو څوک نشته خو موږ کله کله لوی لارو کې بیخي درو نو هلته بیخي ضرور دی بیا هلته موږ بل ټیم هم لرو چې هغه راځي موږ ته نو خو دا ډیر ضرور دی ځکه موږ ته یعنی په مجموع کې امریکا کې خصوصا ټیکنیکل کار ته سیفټي ډېر اهمیت لري چې سیفټي مراعت نشي وایي هغه کار مه کوئ که هر څومره ضرور هم وي خو
یعنی خپل ځان خطر کې مه
اچوئ او لپټاپ به راواخلو د خپل دی سیفټي د دې هغه ضرورت پیخي خدا معمولا موږ هغه کوو نه سبلته اوس ترافیک نشته او سورز هم ده نو صرف خولې ضروري موږ د پاره او بوټان ضروري چې هغه لکه هغه خپل دی سیفټي شوز یا ټو شوز چې ورته وایي هغه یې باید نو مونگا با لارسو در غلطه بیا مونگا دی خاص و کلیان و ضرورت پیخیگی دیتا ازا گورم چه دلتا مونگا کم رقم کلیگان و ضرورت شتا دلتا نو اغا با بیو گورو ازا پوشم چه کم رقم دی اغا برا واخلم ازا وست خلاص که دیگه عموما دغه دیتا ویهاب مونږ وایو یا دا اصل کې د 50 کیلومتر پورې فایبر کار کوي تر دغه په منځ کې بیا مونږه
بوستر
لګو چې بیا نورم لکه هغه لایټ برته نورم شوټ کی نو
وس نن بوستر باندې
شې دا دلته زه ګورم خپل سیستم کې نه وزم چې یعنی هغه دقیق پیدا کوم چې کوم یو مشکل لري او به ګورو
سمه
ما پیدا کړ چې دلته مشکل چی شي دی یو لدغه اپټیک یا ایس اف پی مونږ ورته وایو دا څه زده لای دی حساب کار مخلص ول دی زین الله خیره مشکل هم دلته و
که
بس د سوده کو کارو اما د لوی لوی زاینه ور سره غول مستونز سره مخامخ ول یو سل تاور و چې یعنی د مخابرات تاور و یو غټ بزنس و چې هغه ور سره داون
جان وز غوړم چې ته خپل تجربه من سره شریکه کې یو زیات شمیر افغانان تازه امریکا ته راغلي دي اته پات راغلي دي په غیر مسلکی برخه کې کار کوي ته دوی کارونه کوي چې ډیر سخت دي او تومره پیسې نه سي ګټلای مثلا څنګه کولای شي یو شخص په اسانه فاوندې یو کمپنی کې کار ځان ته پیدا کړي او مسلک زرزده کې دا څنګه امکان لري
اوس معمولا دنیا یا د ټیکنیکل بخش دی دا ته ټولو ډیر پیسې لري او پانتون د ارزښ نه ورکي ځکه تھیوریکل ډیر ارزښ نه ورکي موږ او تاسو د دې تلتیا لرو چې سرټیفیکیشن واخلو یعنی دا ځوانان
لپاره دا ده چې د دې په ځای چې څلور کال پنځه کال او ورور پنځه نو کې تیری او کسان چې زر وړي او اقتصاد ته ورسیږي نه موږ ډیر کسان لرو چې د اوس په ټیکسي کې کار کوي ډیر هغه ته دای کور نه کار کوي هغه ته مشوره ده چې لاند
مشوره مې هم ده مسلکي برخو کې کار وکړي درس وای دا ډیر اسانه ده زه اوس ورته وایم په دریو میاستو کې هم یو کس دا هر څه پری دی مشخصه توګه یو مهارت ترلاسه کی لکه یو کال پورې دوی ځان خین یو ځای ته رسوي سي دا یو کال د سوي کې چله هر څه نزان پری دی لار شي
تر ځان د سي عملی مثال نه راکا او دا یو کال د سړی څوک
سره د دې چې مثلا څوک وبر کوي یا لفت کوي دوا ساته د ځان ته ورکی یا یو سات ځان ته د ورځې ورکی لار شي کورسرا اپلیکیشن کې دی میاشتنی هغه واخلی داخله واخلی
بله
هغه کې د ګوګل آی ټی سرټیفیکیشن وای لپټاپ سره ځان عادی کی ګوګل آی ټی سرټیفیکیشن په شپږو میاشتو کې خلاصيږي نه د شروپی د میاشتې کورس راخلی هغه نو روسه شپږو میاشتو روسه تاسو کولای شئ چې یو چیرې آی ټی وظیفې ته اپلای وکړي یا غیر د هغه نه تاسو کولای شئ چې سایبر سکیورټي او کورس وای اوس ای آی راځي دا وای یا عادی کاسوک بیا ډیر دغه نشي ویلای لاړ دي شي د خپل خار کې د نږدې د اچ واک یو انسټیټیوټ پیدا کړ معمولا هر څه اوس آنلاین دی هغه اچ واک یعنی په دې معنی چې دی برق یا هم د ارکندیشن و تخنیکر بیسی دوی دلار سی شپگ نسته دقیقه کورس و شپگ نسته و روست دقیقه پر دیره خب ماش بنده و چیره مقراری دیسی امریکا ضرورت لگی دقیقه سی خلکو تا
خب
نو دقیقه او ده خد ده حل لاره ده
نه.
او کسو که لگ هم دی تکنیکل لگه لری
تجربه
لری نو اغا کوایشی چه خپل ځان یو لري ارزیابی کی او ډیر خخه پورتالون استا همداسې اپلیکیشن استا د ګوګل دی یا د امازون ویب سرویس
مثلا مثلا ته مونږ ته وځي وای تر کوم اپلیکیشن ندی چې یو کس کولای شي کار کوي پیدا کوي کار کوي
د کار په اړه کراسو وایو څوک چې لږ هم په تخنیکی بخش پیږي یعنی یو لاین تیرول باندې پیږي د فیلډ نیشن چې یو زړه لوګو لري د فیلډ نیشن په نامه یو اپلیکیشن دی چې هغه را ډاونلوډ کړي هغه کې ځان ثبت کړي هیڅ یو روپۍ هم نه غواړي صرف ځان ثبت کړي هغه ته د خپل خار کارونه پکې وګوري لکه داسې یو کار هم شته دی لکه دغه نن ورځ دلته مشکلات راغلي دي یو څوک غواړي چې یو لاین تیر کړي عادي یو لاین تیر کړي یو دیوال نه بل دیوال ته دو نیم سو روپی یا درې سو روپی ورکی اگر که دیست تاست شل دقی اونی سی یا پینزه مایل بلار شه یا کار برا پیدا که او بایی که او برده برا شه خود تاست با دو سو درې سو دلار گیتن او دا هیچ چی ته ضرورت نه لري که تاسو چیرې بیکګراوند چک پکې خپل اضافه کوي او وروسته د تاسو دا کار مخکې زی ال سی ورته جوړوي نو بیا د تاسو خپل بزنس د غټ غټ کارونه ونیسي
دا اپلیکیشن دی ال سره یو
ته اپلیکیشن د فیلډ نیشن په نوم دی
فیلډ نیشن او فیلډ نیشن د سره ته کور اصل کا تاسو اوبر چک کوي
او لکه اوبر چک کوي
ځان راجستر کوي
ځان پکې راجستر کوي
چا چې کار لري تاسو د موږ تاریخ کولای شئ تاسو تماس ونیسئ دا څه شی ضرورت لرم او تاسو اکسپټ کوي هغه شی
اکسپټ کوي آلته تاسو انتخابوي هغه خپل تاسو آپشن درکې چې تاسو څه زده دي لکه سل 200 شان دی په لیست کې یا کارونه دي ته ورته وای چې دغه از ما زده دي ټول دغه پکې چک کوي د هماغه مربوط وظیفه آلته تاسو په دغه سیستم کې اپلوډ کیږي راځي ته ریکوست کوي چې د بد ورته کوي بد کوي چې زه یا په همدغه چې تاسو کوم څومره ویلي دي مثلا 50 روپۍ یا 70 روپۍ یا 250 یا ساتانه کار دی چې 50 روپۍ وایي یا 50 روپۍ وایي یا د تاسو قبولوم یا له دې نه لاندې کار کوم یا پاس خپل بد دی ورکې نو هغه یو ورځ یا دوه ورځې یا څو ساعته نیسي هغه کېدی شي تا قبول کړي په دې خار کې څوک نه یي بل څوک چې دغه کار کوي درته ایمیل کوي چې دا کار ستاسو او لاړ شه په آخر د ورځ کې تا هغه کار کړی دلته پیسې راځي عین لکه اوبر غوندې
د دې تر څنګ نور څه داسې اپلیکیشن یا داسې کوم لارې شته
د دې تر څنګ لکه دا لږ زره هغه کسانو لپاره وو چې ټیکنیکل لږ پوهیږي بل کسوک هیڅ ټیکنیکل نه پوهیږي او ټول لیبر ورک کوي نو د دغه لپاره هم یو ښه اپلیکیشن شته دی
لکه کار چې کوي
او دلته موږ افغانان
معمولا
او مشکلات سره په دې مخ کې یو چې سیزنل جابونه لرو وظیفې لرو یا موقتی وظیفې یا موسمی وظیفې لدی چې پاتې سو درې میاشتې دوه میاشتې د کسبي وظیفې او دلته په امریکا کې خو چې یو ورځ هم پسمان ده شوې لکه میاشت پسمان ده شوې نو دا یو بل اپلیکیشن دی د انستا ورک په نامه لکه عین انستا ګرام نه ورک W O R K نو دا ځانته ډاونلوډ کړئ دې کې هم خپل پروفایل جوړوي چې تاسو سس د دې څه کوي شي یا څه نشي کوي دې کې معمولا د روزانه لیبر کار نه چي څوک خپل کور کې کار کوي لکه موږ تاسو افغانستان کې څوک کار کوي او څوک ضرورت دی غواړي نو دلته په اپلیکیشن کې ته وایي چې زه په دغه ویکند کې یا بیکاره یم یا دغه هفته کې بیکاره یم هلته شفت ورته ورکوي خلک دا راغواړي یا زنګ درته وهي یا درته هغه اپلیکیشن کې ریکوست درته رالیږي چې زه کار لرم او راسم
مثلا څنګه کوم کارونه دي
دې کې داسې کارونه دي چې دې روزانه لیبر کار نه شروع دي چې ته زی او چا سره په اولی کې ورته نیالونه ورسره کینې لاغنه را شروع دي تر دې پورې چې مثلا یو ویئر هاوس کې د فورکلیفټ ډرایور په کار دی یا ورسره یو ښه کس په کار دی چې په یو ورځ کې دا سکان کارونه ورسره وکیا یوې میاشتې کې وکیا دوه میاشتې وکیا دایمي کار کې دی چې هغه متور کړي له یوې ورځې شروع ل یو ساعت نه شروع تر درې میاشتې پورې یا کال پورې ته وظیفه ورسره کوم
جالبه
نو دا ډېر ضرور دی د دوی د هغه کسانو دپاره چې لکه یا غواړي چې ځان په ویکند کې مصروفه کړي یا دا وکړي چې لکه د وظیفه دلته ترانزیشن کیږي یو وظیفه نه تخلاصيږي بل وظیفه ته چې تر دروازه دې ته ډېر سخت ضرورت پیدا کیږي چې ته بعد حداقل د ورځې بیکاره پات نه شي او لار شي او کار وکړي
ډېر ښه په دې معنی چې په دې اپلیکیشنونو کې کا یو کس لګزون بلد کی او کورونه خزان ته پیدا کی د دې وبارو د نور روزمره کورونه ډېر پښې ګټلای شي
په دې کې ډېر ګټلای شي بل خواله بيدای سکال پاس بيدای او سکیل مان یو ډېر مهارت او مسلک وځد کړي وبارو لفټ خو مسلک نه اخر د کال کې او بل ټکنالوژي سره ځان عادت کړي لکه همدې سی بي جي پی سره چیرې نه سیټلای په امریکا کې همدې سی بیل ټکنالوژي نه د تاسو ژوند مخ کې نه زی لکه کا وظیفه بخش کې کا هر بخش کې نو دا اپلیکیشنونه خواله دا دی چې هیڅ شي ته تاسو انویسمنت ضرورت نه لري تاسو کاروبار در کوي او صرف د یو موبایل اپلیکیشن لاله
صاحب جانه په اخر کې دی هم دا پیغام مشوره هر څه وایي چې دا مونږ ته وایي د دوه کوټه او کسان چې له خلری یو مسلک زکه یو کار زکه
هم دا چې خپل وخت د بي ځای نه تیری نوکا نوکا سیزونو دنی تیری هماغه یو سات چه تاسو تک تاک و فیسبوک تورکوی یو سات چه تاسو هم دغه اپلیکیشن تورکی پس سبا بندی وزیفه لره سبا بندی یو تسک دری سو دو سو دالر رو تسک لره ده کورانه ده پارا دیر خی کارونه دی چه چابانه یو ریدلی لکه زین خورگانی دی پا کورون هستی دی تاسو کوایی سی چه دی ورچوال کیچن د درې خورګان سره یو ځای سي د ورچوال کچن په نامه یو ارس جوړ کړي ورچوال کچن دا
تاسو آشپزخانه
او نه سیار آشپزخانه نه په خپل کور کې آشپزي وکړي په اوبریټس او په دورداش کې عکسونه اچوي راځي تاسو د کور نه خلک هغه آنلاین خرڅيږي تاسو ډوډۍ آنلاین راځي او تاسو نه ډوډۍ تاسو د کور لښانه وړي بل څه ته وړي او تاسو ته پیسې راځي ډیر آسان طریقې دي ساده پیسو لاسته راوړلو او خپل وخت به زه تیر نه کی ځوانان خصوصا لارس یو مهارت دې زده کی دغه دې کورسونه چې دې کورسرا دې چې ډیر مشهور کورسرا دې نور هم ست دې اپورلی ګلوبل چې دې دا مفت دې مهاجرینو د فار دې په امریکا کې دغه ځان شامل کې دغه خپل کورسونه لري تاسو ته تا سی وی جوړي نو هر څه فوالیا دې ډیریشن فوالیا دې ځینې کا پیسې هم غوړي تقریبا $10 باندې میاشت غوړي خوشبخت نه ست پاس بتاسو یو ډیر ماهر کاسیا
تور جان ډیر مننه
تاسو نام مننه سو وخت مراک او دغه سچ ما در لودل د خپل وطندارانو ته ورسول حتی که په وطن کې څوک دی نن سبا د لری لار کارونه دی هلته به هم ځان نه امید نه احساسي نن سبا لال دی شي خخه کورسونه په افغانستان کې شته خخه استادان شته یا همار تم انټرنیټ دی واخلی پکیج دی فعال کی دا کورسونه چې ما یاد کړ دا لیمټ نه لري نړۍ کې هر ځای کې کار کوي خصوصا هلته د درسونه وای ریموت بدل ته کار ورته پیدا شي او زه خپل په دې تلاش کوم چې د وطن ځوانانو لپاره د ریموت کار پیدا کول زمينه برابر کړم ان شاء الله زر به سووري
ډیر اله درنو لیدونکو دا وځيونه خبرونه اله د سې خبرونه موضوع مو کوه کسې تر څو سی بیا هم درته یو نه لري بلې موضوع سره تاسو خدمت تاسو ریګم تاسو ټول په لوی وبخنه خدای سپارو
Thank you.